closer to yourself, closer to God, closer to the truth, closer to the heart. Close, close, close. Closer you are, the closer it be. The closer, the closer, the closer. Anyway, not I'm saying. No, I talk like a Jamaican. I'm Jamaican, I'm Bajan. Come close, closer to the heart.
Hello, everybody. You are currently tuned in to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington, your better alternative, the radio voice of the University of Vermont. My name is DJ Sweet Tea. This is my show, Wild Goose Chase, which occurs on Fridays between 11 a.m. and noon p.m. We got a good one for you guys. We got a good one for you guys coming up. I'm going to start with something that breaks my usual formula. So my usual formula, as the dedicated listeners are aware, is that I'll play like just 7-inch singles for the entire show. That's my typical thing. Oh, and regarding that, exciting new development, I found a new box of 7-inch singles. In the WRUV lounge area in our radio station, which is where the 7-inch singles are housed, because currently our vinyl catalog is being reorganized by a group of dedicated students, of which I was one for a while. When I lived on campus, I used to come in and help organize the records. But it's just a little harder now that I am not on campus, like living on campus. I'm not living on campus. But the 7-inch singles were, back in that day, were kind of scattered. As in, there were boxes of them on top of the bookshelves in the vinyl library, and nobody really touched them. There were three boxes of reggae 7-inch singles that were more easily accessible, and I used to play those occasionally, as some of you might remember. But since the reorganization has been occurring and kind of more area of the library has been organized, those singles had to move, and the singles on top of the shelves had to move somewhere so that we could for real organize them. And their current location is in the WRUV lounge area, just kind of in the middle. And there's a Jenga tower of boxes of 7-inch singles. And typically I only play, there's like a couple boxes that I grab typically, because they're pretty easily accessible. I know I'm not going to collapse the Jenga tower. Well, today I got one from the bottom. I had to do some maneuvering, and I found, because, okay, a little insider info on 7-inch singles for you guys. Sorry, this tangent keeps going down a different path, but the quick insider info is that a lot of 7-inch singles are like punk records, especially in the last, like, 30 years, nobody really puts out 7-inch singles, unless you're, like, a really indie artist, of which, like, I don't know, there's only a few, like, Father John Misty did it, Lana Del Rey, Chapel Roan has a new one that I've seen in the stores, which, I mean, she's not really indie, but 7-inch singles are kind of they're a dying form of vinyl. People don't really buy them, so not a lot of artists make them, because I'm assuming they're not that profitable. That wasn't the case way back in the day when that was how all radio stations got their records, which is kind of like, and how a lot of people got their singles, you know, used to be a wider market, but there's not really any demand for that anymore. But kind of in the underground scene of like underground rock and punk rock, a lot of artists are still putting out 7-inch singles and have been putting out 7-inch singles for the past, I don't know, probably like 50 years. It's been kind of a really big part of that scene. And as much as I appreciate punk rock and like hard rock, the kinds of bands that would put out 7-inch singles, it's not really my style, you know? It's not my favorite thing to listen to. And so it's not really what I want to play on air. So when I'm in the studio here, I try to find boxes of 7-inch singles that aren't that, which is difficult because a lot of the ones here are that. But long story short, I found a box that looks to be a lot of older rock and roll songs from the era where 7-inch singles were more of a universally popular thing as opposed to like a thing that really only underground artists did more. So yeah, I'm excited for that. I'm excited for that. I need to take a sip of water. I've been talking for too long. Hold on. But what I was going to say originally is that for the first song here, I'm going to break my usual formula of exclusively playing 7-inch singles, and I'm going to play something off of a 12-inch LP, like a full record. This is a song that I've been listening to a lot lately. Less so this song, more so this album. There's a lot of songs on this album that I really, really love, and that I've been listening to a lot. Okay, I'll kind of just get into it here. I've been a Tom Waits fan for the past probably 5 years. I had a music teacher when I did School of Rock back home in high school who was really big into Tom Waits. And so I kind of got into it through that. And Tom Waits has a pretty extensive discography of like legit albums. And he's also been around for such a long time. His first albums came out in the 70s. Was he around before that? Hold on. I need to find his first album. Yeah. Okay. So his first album, Closing Time, came out in 1973, which is very much like a pop rock kind of album. Or no, more like pop singer-songwriter album. And over the years, he's gotten so much weirder. And it kind of divides Tom Waits into a few different eras, where his first few albums are very much more singer-songwriter-y, heavily piano-driven, very much inspired by, like, beat poetry and that kind of business, and that kind of underground, or that kind of scene from back then. And that includes probably my favorite Tom Waits albums. Small Change is really incredible. Nighthawks at the Diner. Those are two albums that I really repeatedly return to from this era. And then he moved to Asylum Records and met the woman who became his wife, who has been, like, they work very closely together on the music. And that started when he released Swordfish Trombones in the 80s, which is really weird. That's like, there's a very much a definitive switch between like Heart Attack and Vine, which is the album that came out before Swordfish Trombones, and Swordfish Trombones, which came out in 1983, where he kind of moved away from the piano and that kind of singer-songwriter aspect and moved more into more experimental percussion and really leaning into this kind of like beat poetry thing that he was doing. And I think that's where his most original and impactful work came out of, is like Swordfish Trombones and Rain Dogs are probably his two most popular albums. And he kind of stayed in that vein for a little bit, and then he got really weird in the 90s with Bone Machine, which won the Grammy for Best Alternative Album that year, where he was really just going all out. There was this elaborate machine that he created to create the percussive sounds on that album, called The Bone Machine, that you can hear it on a lot of the songs, specifically the just the intro to the first song. It does sound just like people are like clanging bones together. It's really weird, but it's really fun, and it creates like a really interesting atmosphere to the album. And since then, there's been kind of like even more stuff going on. Sorry, I just heard like some knocking. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. But I think it might have been nothing. But yeah, so that's my tangent on Tom Waits. And I'm going to lead you to an album that I glossed over a lot from the early Tom Waits era that I was talking about, with the albums Small Change and Nighthawks at the Diner that I really, really love. But I've only recently gotten into this Tom Waits album called Blue Valentine, which is really, really incredible. It's a little more rock and roll-y than, or no, it's a little more bluesy than the other albums. Specifically, like Small Change is very much like singer-songwriter slash beat poetry, and this gets a lot more bluesy with it. And it's really incredible. And I'm going to play for you a song. Dude, what is going on? Sorry, this knocking noise is crazy to me. But I'm assuming it's nothing. Sorry, guys. I'm going crazy right now. But Blue Valentine is the album that I glossed over for a while. There were a couple singles off of it that I'd heard before and really loved. But I just, within the past couple weeks, have been listening to the full album a lot. And I really appreciate the bluesier aspects of it. So I'm going to play for you a bluesier song off of this album called Wrong Side of the Road, which is really great. He still does his songwriting thing of just saying like just really obscure phrases and just kind of random things. It works really well on this song, as it does in all of his songs, but I'm a big fan, so I'm biased. But, okay, I'm just going to get right into it. I got to stop talking. Here we go. Wrong Side of the Road by Tom Waits off of Blue Valentine. I hope you guys enjoy.
Truck fill up Johnny's tea bag. And I got a couple bucks. I put a little perfume with a ribbon in your hair. Careful that you don't wake up the hounds. Terrible lightning on the side of the sky. Throw her in the cedar chest. If you want, I'll tell you why. Bring the gear shift now. I'm a 49 Mike. Lie down here beside me. Let me hold you in the dice. You're gonna tremble. Tell the throat out of the night. Sink your teeth into my shoulder. Dig your nails into my back. Tell that little girl, let go of my sleeve. You'll be a woman when I catch you. Come, baby, fall in love with me. With my double barrel shotgun, a whole box of shells. Celebrate 4th of July. Well, do 100 miles an hour. Spending someone else's dough. Drive all the way to Reno. On the wrong side of the road. Wrong side of the road. On the wrong side of the road. Wrong side of the road.
You just heard Wrong Side of the Road by Tom Waits. Yeah, I really like that song. I think that the guitar part is very catchy, and Tom Waits just has such an amazing voice that he really kills it on that one. He really kills it on that one, I will say. Hold on. The sleeve within this record is a little busted, so I'm dealing with that right now. But in the meantime, I'll introduce the next song I'm going to play. I'm pivoting. I was going to move onto the 7-inch singles now. But listening to so much Tom Waits has inspired me to play another Tom Waits record that I found in the vinyl library. This is one that I've played this song off of this album, off of this specific vinyl, I mean, on air before. And I just love it. It's one of my favorite versions of the song. And it's from how I was describing the Tom Waits earlier. It's from after, well, it's from Swordfish Trombones, which is kind of when he really got weird. And the song I'm going to play is 16 Shells from a 30-06, but this is the live version off of his album Big Time, which is really great. And I really like how he sounds on this version of the song. And he changes the order of the lyrics a little bit. And I think it works really well. So we are going to listen to that now. Here's 16 Shells from a 30-06 by Tom Waits.
Good evening. Yeah.
You just heard 16 Shells from a 30-06 by Tom Waits off of his album Big Time. I really like that version of the song. His voice is a little bit deeper than it is on the record, and he takes a little more, or he takes a lot of kind of liberties away from the original recording and just how he sings it. And I think that's really cool. I love when artists do that. So yeah, really good live version of that song. We are going to move on and finally start playing some 7-inch singles, like I promised. And we're going to start with one that I've played on here before, but I haven't heard in a long time. There's no way I played this last semester. It would have to be, like, a year ago, at least, that I first played this song. And I very much enjoy it. So we're going to listen to it. I don't remember exactly how it goes, so this is going to be a little bit of, you know, trying to figure that out for me. But yeah. Hold on. I'm cleaning off the record right now. A little dusty. Okay. This song is called Cottage Cheese. It's by a band named Crow that I'd never heard of before. And that I still don't really know anything about. I really just know this song. But I remember really liking this song, which I don't know if I should say that, because if it comes on and it's bad and I'm thinking of something else, then that would be kind of ludicrous. But it'd be even more ludicrous to think that, like, to know a different song called Cottage Cheese or something. Like, I don't know how I would get this confused with anything else. It's a very distinct name. But yeah, here we go. Cottage Cheese by Crow. I hope you guys enjoy.
Again,
you just heard Cottage Cheese by Crow. That was the song that I remember playing, and that song was great. Really enjoyed that. I love the guy's voice, is kind of weird. I don't know if I love it. As I started saying that, I started having mixed feelings about it, because on one hand, it's kind of cool and it works, but I don't know. I just don't know if I like it like that, you know, but overall pretty solid song, really great musicianship. So it works. It works. The next song is one that I have not heard before. One that I picked based off of title and just kind of vibes, honestly. I don't have a good reason for picking this song. I wish that I could give you something better, but the song is called Today I Started Loving You Again by Betty Swan. And I think most of the reason I picked it is because it's from Atlantic Records, which has created a lot of music that I enjoy. I always like playing Atlantic Records on here. I feel like they never really miss. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes. And when I was putting the song into Spinatron, it said that it was featured on 60s Soul Classics, which is an album of 60s Soul Classics. And so I guess that's kind of cool. So maybe it'll be a Soul Class. Well, it is a 60s Soul Classic. We'll see if it's deserving of the title or not. Here we go. Today I Started Loving You Again by Betty Swan.
Loving you again, I'm right back where I started from, where I've always been. I got over you just long enough to let my heart ache me, and then today I started loving you all over again. What a fool I was, thinking I'd get back with only these few million tears that I've cried. I should have known that the worst was yet to come, for me had just begun. Because today I started loving you all over again. Yes, I did. I'm right back where I started from, but I always think I got over you just
just heard Today I Started Loving You Again by Betty Swan. That song was pretty solid. I think it deserves to be a 60s soul classic for sure. Very good. Very good stuff. I wanted to take some time to talk about something that me and my roommates have been experiencing lately, that we've been watching lately. and that is the WNBA playoffs. Hold on, I'm going to take a sip of water. Those of you that have listened to my show, particularly in the spring, know that I'm pretty big into basketball. That's something that I follow pretty closely, and that I really enjoy watching and playing. I've been playing a lot of basketball this summer, so that's very exciting for me. But, well, the NBA season hasn't started yet. It ended in May or June, at some point. It ended in June, I think. And it doesn't start up again until the middle of October. But right now, the WNBA playoffs are occurring. And so when on the nights that football's not on, I'll throw it on the TV in the house because I don't really follow football like that. I'm not like super big into football, but my roommates really like watching football. So that'll be on a lot. But when it's not on, the WNBA playoffs have been on. And the series that me and my roommates were following, like more closely than the other ones, the ones that we were watching, were the Seattle Storm versus the Las Vegas Aces. This is what we've been doing. And since we don't really know a whole lot about the WNBA, it's not something that we follow closely. I mean, I know a little bit, and some of my roommates know a little bit, but it's not like, I don't know, we're not like super deep into it. And the team that represents my home city, Chicago, was not in the playoffs. We, of course, had to decide on a team to root for in the WNBA playoffs. And we picked the Seattle Storm because it's cool that they're in Seattle. That's kind of the big thing. I like their colors a lot. That's similar to UVM, so that's no surprise. Green and yellow. And, yeah, I like their logo and their name. Seattle Storm is a great name. So we decided to follow them. And we picked wrong. Well, I mean, we didn't pick wrong, but we got disappointed early, I guess, because the way that the WNBA playoffs work is there's three rounds, and the first round is a best of three series. And against the Las Vegas Aces, they lost the first game, and then we watched the second game, which Seattle won, which was awesome. That was fun. They kind of staged a comeback and won it. And then last night was the third game in which they lost and then were eliminated from the playoffs. But it's been really interesting. It's been really fun to watch. And since it's not something that I followed super closely and I only follow like kind of peripherally, like I don't know a whole lot of players, but everybody's familiar with Aja Wilson, who's like really, really, really good. And she plays for the Las Vegas Aces. And that was on full display last night as she annihilated the team that me and my roommates chose to root for and scored like 30-some points. But I just wanted to talk about that because that's what I've been watching lately on the TV. But yeah, so definitely tune into that. It's really exciting if you like basketball. It's fun to watch. And Aja Wilson is really, really good. So yeah. That's what I have to say. We are going to move on and play another single that I picked out of the box. And I picked this one out because the name of the record company is called Deli Platters. And I'd never heard of Deli Platters. I don't know what's going on with Deli Platters. Oh, wait, I definitely want to play a different song off of this. Hold on. I was going to play on one side of this album is the song I Can Walk Away, which is what I was going to play. And then I flipped it over, and the other song is called Stealing Cars. So I want to listen to that more. So I'm changing my Spinatron entry right now. That's what I'm doing. Boop. And then... Boop, boop, boop. Oh, wrong button. Boop. There we go. Okay. Stealing Cars by Bob Belland is the song that we're going to listen to. So, should be good. Should be interesting, at least. So, here we go. Here is Stealing Cars by Bob Belland. B-E-L-A-N-D. Felt like it was necessary to clarify that. But, here we go. I have no idea what this is going to sound like. I just thought that the label being called Deli Platters was funny. So, we're going to do that. Here we go. I hope you guys enjoy. You just heard Stealing Cars by Bob Beland. Yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah, it was just kind of like a rock song. It didn't really do anything crazy for me, but it wasn't bad. Now we're going to listen to a song that I picked based off of title, which should be exciting. I don't know if this is like a risky play. It can't be a risky play. Actually, it's not. It's not a risky play. It's going to be good. It's going to be good, guys. Trust me. The song is called Gentlemen of Pleasure. It's by the Tremolos. Yeah, I think this one we're just going to have to play and see how it is. So here we go. Gentleman of Pleasure by the Tremolos. You just heard Gentlemen of Pleasure by the Tremolos. That song was pretty good. I don't know. It wasn't really anything crazy, but it was all right. I'm going to play one last song for you guys before I end the show. This one, what is this one? Oh, this one I picked based off the title. It's called Cook with Honey by Judy Collins. It looks pretty good. I don't really know anything about Judy Collins, but I was looking into her just a second ago before I play this, and it seems like she was a pretty big deal. So we're going to see if she lives up to the hype. Here is Cook with Honey by Judy Collins.
Muffin warm and basket brown, smiling faces gathered round our dinner table, close together, hand in hand. I always with honey to sweeten up the night. We always cook with honey. Tell me, how's your appetite for some sweet love? Finding favor with your neighbor, well, it can be so fine. It's easier than pie to be kind. We've been searching for so long, now our house is turned into a home. 'Cause I always cook with honey to sweeten up the night. We always cook with honey. Tell me, how's your appetite for some sweet love?
You just heard "Cook with Honey" by Judy Collins. That was all right. I don't know. It was a little too like random like feel good music for me. I don't think it was like particularly my style, but you know, whatever. Yeah. So that's gonna do it for the show today. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. My name is DJ Sweet Tea. This is my show, Wild Goose Chase, which happens on Fridays between 11 a.m. and noon p.m. Yeah, I hope everybody has a great week. Please tune in next week and keep on listening to the station, because there's great shows happening all the time. Thank you so much. Have a nice week. Yeah.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love in here today, yeah. Father, Father.
Hello, everyone. It's Friday, and you're listening to WREV 90.1 FM Burlington, and this is Four Leaves with DJ Clover. So before we get into music, there's some news that I want to share. So I think this happened a few days ago, and my roommate informed me of this first, but according to WCAX3, I don't know if I'm saying the local station right, but Vermont's own local Vermont news station, that an intruder posing as staff accessed UVM's medical center's birthing center. So that's not good, but that's some recent news.